right, we are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Awoo! Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a fantabulous day and or night, wherever you may be in the world.
It's cold and dark and gloomy down here.
Yikes. Well, it's beautiful, hot, and sunny up here in Long Island, so I'm good.
Send good vibes.
Yeah.
Send good vibes, please.
For sure.
All right. Next on the show, we have Noble.
Let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
Oh, yeah. Classic party game. Love it. Next on the show, Stifior.
Hello.
Good to have you back on the show. I understand it's a bit short on call, but...
Yeah, and it's been quite a while.
Yeah. I figured, let's give us all a mood booster. We need something, something to lift us up.
Yep, that's right. To put the life in the party called the zombie.
And last of all, we have Mighty Red Wolf.
It's always hot and sunny in Hawaii, though. I wonder who the heck is watching this today.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, Hawaii is just beautiful.
I know. I tried to get my friend to watch this today. I don't know if he's watching, a certain close person of mine.
Red.
Wait and see.
You mean the island where there's a certain time of year there are absolutely no shadows?
Yeah, there is that time. It's just one of the weirdest days of the year. It's just like, oh my god, it's just awesome, though. I like it. I mean, a lot of people love it.
Yeah, man, I've seen a bunch of, pictures about that, and they look like optical illusions. Like things are floating in the middle of the street, like weird crap like that.
But
and there's no shadows. There's no, depth perception.
But don't forget about the other optical illusion that happens every night is the green flash of the sun.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that.
I've seen that every time when I go to the beach. It's just amazing.
I've only seen that once, and that was at the beach. It was, on the bluffs, on top of this cliff. It was, the middle of, July or something, and it was literally a green flash. I'm like, oh, shit, it's like a nuclear bomb exploding. I didn't know what the hell was happening.
And it only happens for, a few milliseconds, so you really got to
Yeah, it was literally a flash. It was cool.
It was awesome every time. I love it.
All right. So, I would like to preface the show with a little something, a little treasure from Australia that just arrived in the post today. Yes, you might have known that we've been talking about this in the past few weeks, and it's just exploded in our community.
It's absolutely amazing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's loving it. It's just like the talk of the town. It's like, oh my god.
Yes. Here it is, without any further ado. We have the coins, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics commemorative coins, as minted by the Royal Australian Mint.
Oh, man, those are so beautiful. And look at this character. I mean, what furry artist made this? Come on. Come
They're
on.
Not yeah, a furry mistake artist.
That. Remember, it wasn't
that's
a furry.
Yes, though.
He was a weeb with no anther experience.
Yeah,
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. He must have been a furry at one point.
I don't know. Does drawing Chopper from One Piece count? Because he's a One Piece fan, so... And I watched that show a few times.
Oh, yeah, I've seen One Piece.
Ooh.
Yeah, definitely.
But, wow, look at these coins, man. I mean, these are really beautiful.
Yeah, and they're all
government royal mints. Oh man, unleash the spirit! Hell yeah, that's cool.
That is such a furry term.
It really is, though.
I'm so glad that I ordered them before they sold out. I can't wait. Usually stuff from Australia comes here pretty fast.
Yeah, I can believe that. It really depends again, but yes, I like it though. Remember, you got the colored inner rings, in all the colors. Blue, red, green, white, and
yep.
I know the light wasn't so great, but hey. All right, next photo. We have the comic strip, because this thing was presented in a folder, and lo and behold,
Dude, if like a furry artist posted this on Twitter, I would totally believe it.
Yep. It just looks so good, though. Oh my god.
Wait, is he racing an emu in one of those? What the hell's going on over there? What? Oh my god. That's hilarious.
How did I not miss that? Oh my god.
I don't know. Oh my goodness. So for those of you guys listening on the audio version, we have our kangaroo hero. There's a human falling way behind. Then there's an emu who's like catching up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is great though. Like, you know, from, you know, he starts the day, he goes out for the morning jog, works out at the gym. By noon, he's out doing, you know, exercise with the emu. And then by later afternoon, playing hockey.
Yep.
It's just a boomer getting ready for the Olympics.
No, I wouldn't call him a boomer per se. I mean, well, he wakes up at 4:30.
Is a bit of context you got to mention, right, Noble? Like what boomer is? Like, isn't that what we call a kangaroo?
Yeah. Male kangaroo.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something totally different. I'm like a boomer.
That's what we know. We know.
Okay.
Fun fact of the day.
I didn't know that.
Got to distinguish between boomer and okay boomer.
You're right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I just wanted to say, like, you know, if they wanted to keep with this true manga tribute, which this was the intent of it, they could have done this whole from like right to left, and this would have been like a true manga tribute. But you can't really pick on it too much. It's still great.
Can you imagine what it would have been like for the artist just to have to sit on this? Not to mention anyone else at the mint happening to sit on this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, just like waiting for the Olympics to happen and like, okay, mm-hmm. It was canceled last year, but we got this.
Yeah, and now, you know, now the artwork's found its way here. And even then, I have heard that some of the artworks is gracing the walls of the Royal Australian Mint.
That's fantastic.
Gee, we're going to have furries everywhere soon.
Indeed. So, one last page. The back of the folder.
Oh, that is just so badass.
Dude, this looks like a freaking sticker pack you would get at a FurCon.
It is a sticker pack. Like, and a lot of the stickers, like, they weren't stickers, but they're actually in the sticker album, the artwork. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love the one where she's, like, kicking the soccer ball.
Yeah. Mind you, some of this here, like some of the artwork wasn't used in the sticker album. And I know what they are. And that's the one that's with the rowing and the canoes. The water polo one that's next to it.
They didn't use those?
Yeah, the you know, the girl kangaroo doing the gymnastics routine on the bottom right.
Oh, she looks like Sheila from Spyro Reignited.
Yeah. Sheila, yeah.
Yeah.
For anyone who's not aware, Woolworths has a sticker pack. These sticker packs that you can pick up when you spend about $20 or you buy certain things. And that's where they've been using these at. I really hope it doesn't go the way of the Lion King, though, with the whole Golden Simba fiasco.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah. But overall,
these are looking pretty cool artwork. Oh, the skateboard one. That's looking pretty nifty. All right.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. Cool. Certainly cool, though.
Yeah, and there you go. Australia's tribute to the Olympics.
Well, they succeeded.
Definitely. I think it's a huge hit.
It's getting hard to find stuff like this where it's an actual good thing. And like the rest of the stuff we can talk about in today's show, I mean, yeesh.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Having something positive for once.
Yeah. And yeah, like I just wanted to say, unfortunately, the Royal Australian Mint has is currently unavailable for these things. So they didn't expect them to be this popular.
I mean, it is super popular though, because you know, word's definitely gotten out around here. Definitely.
I mean, every furry I know has been talking about this. Like literally, it's all over Twitter. I mean, it's everywhere.
It is.
And somebody in this room bought the maximum order of 25 booklets and coins.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither. No idea. God damn it, Ren. I wonder if it's like partially your fault that the next day when I tried to order it, they were sold out.
At least I could resell them, though.
I think I might go to the supermarket I went to on Wednesday and see whether... No, sorry, Thursday. See if they've still got the coins in stock.
Righto.
I'll have a
receipt. I'm going to be searching eBay left and right and come and get them. Come and get them, man.
I don't know, man. You might have to pay a couple hundred dollars for them, but, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be... Just imagine how much it's going to be worth in just a year from now.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. It's probably going to like quadruple or quintuple in price.
I'd be sitting on a fortune. I'd be sitting on a fortune, basically.
Yeah. You invested early. Good shit.
Why not?
All right. Indeed. And yeah, so furries, be proud. Be proud of what we gave you. Yeah. All right. So let us start with the main items of the podcast. Our first item.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, who's going to start moving into gaming now? Netflix is going to start moving into the gaming scene. This can only end so well, right?
Yeah, Netflix. The big N stands for no.
Well, to be honest with you, a couple of shows I've come across that have been Netflix originals have been good.
Sometimes they are, but for the vast majority of, like... If it's a terrible show and someone's like, yeah, it's a Netflix original, you're kind of just like, oh, of course it is. That's why it's terrible. I mean, Netflix is, from what it used to be originally, it was just a streaming service for like mainstream movies and crap. And then they had like independent people come in, make their own TV shows. And now they're going to games. Can you imagine a Netflix original game?
Rivera, can you imagine a Netflix original show?
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, I can. So, I don't know about this, man.
Right. And, you know, it's so odd. Like, they're taking baby steps. Like, I know it's not... This is... Yeah, I said this wasn't going to end well, but, you know. So, Netflix is, you know, starting its push by focusing on starting at the mobile market. And, yeah...
And they're not a gaming company, though. Like they produce TV shows and movies and stuff like that.
Right, and you know, and remember, like, one point we covered that Netflix is offering subscriptions for potential manga artists to go to Japan and, you know, and produce original anime for Netflix.
Oh yeah,
Joel, I'm looking at the live comments, and I noticed that that one friend of mine, the one that's named Willie, he says that, like, you know, Netflix coming to gaming, though, ew, no. Well, there's a point in that because he's actually a huge gamer, and, you know, he's not really into Netflix either, so I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think a lot of people are going to like this idea.
Right.
Well, come on. It's like, I've seen a lot of Netflix shows because I do literally nothing between work because I work that much. I don't have the energy for anything. So I'll just sling Netflix on, have a browse through, and this stuff is so awful. It's just, I mean, the latest things that they hype up so much is, oh, this is the brand new thing that we've brought out. It's so amazing. And everyone just says, oh, it's crap. So God knows what these bloody games are going to be like.
Yeah.
Are they just going to be more rip-offs?
They hire, like, programmers and stuff. Like, if they go to Japan and do the same type of situation, instead of learning about Japanese culture to, like, make mangas, they might just hire some programmers and make some games, or South Korea or something like that.
I have to wonder if Netflix are going to switch from the Netflix original to Netflix whatever director's name.
Right, so we're going to have like a subdivision called Netflix Gaming, and, like, you know, and jokingly, you know, like subscribe to Netflix Gaming on top of Netflix original.
Yeah, right. It costs like an extra few bucks a month or something. Probably.
Well, no, I can't see.
Like, what even console? Like, would they be doing? Is this like for PlayStation? Is it for Xbox?
Right.
I mean, like, what's
going
on?
That's a good point.
I also had another kind of a good question though too. Usually, when other companies try to go to gaming, they usually just rip off other companies to begin with. So it's just going to be rip off games. So why bother?
Well, either that, or they would sign a contract like with an already established gaming producer.
Right.
Know, something like Sony or Nintendo or what have you.
Right.
Yeah.
Netflix trying to go on its own like this, I don't know if
Yeah. The fact that mobile is mobile, you know.
Yeah, right? Mobile games.
Moment with mobile, it's like it's a duopoly because they have to have compliance with either Apple and, you know, and Android now.
Yeah.
Oh, they could always sell their own mobiles.
Don't give them any ideas. That's too ambitious at this point.
Hey, Joel, I see another funny comment that my friend also made, too. The original Big Mouth Mobile.
Like, bruh.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I wonder if Netflix will ever go back to DVDs.
DVDs is already out of these times already.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, look at what gaming consoles are doing. They're trying to get rid of the disc port entirely.
Right.
So I don't think anything's going to be going to
not a fan of that, man.
Yeah.
Well, you said don't give him ideas, so I wanted to give him a bad idea.
Ooh, sabotage.
It's a good idea. Stop.
Sure, Netflix.
Netflix, it's time to stop.
And then they'll just crash and burn. Oh, no.
For that fucking old newspaper. Netflix, stop it. I've got a knife, Netflix. Stop it.
Netflix Drive.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, like you can see all the things on your little mobile view screen. You know, optimized for movies, optimized for, you know, originals, mangas.
Yeah. I highly doubt I will be downloading any Netflix original mobile games anytime soon, unless they're, like, really good.
Right.
I don't know if there is going to be any good ones, though, because I remember a couple of shit companies. They did make a couple of, like, good games that were good, I guess. You know, they're not, like... Yeah. You know, well, it just all depends.
Yeah, well, Apple tried doing this by making their own, like, personal mobile games, and some of them were, like, stupid addictive, like, you had to, like, pay money for, like, microtransactions and shit. Yeah. I had a game, I think it was, like, called Dragon Farmer or something. I could, like, make dragons and breed them and all kinds of stuff, but, like, you had to actually pay real money to buy, like, the gold coins to spend crap to, like, build buildings and all that nonsense.
Oh, that reminds me. Everyone remembers when Candy Crush came out. Oh my god!
Right, though, addictive crap, right? Like it was not a good game. It was just fucking so addictive that people just got hooked instantly.
Yeah.
Fruit Ninja, my grandma. She played that game for like 4 hours straight every day.
I was all over Fruit Ninja. Like
it was just so addictive.
Oh, Fruit Ninja was fun. I like that.
I just love getting all the combos. I was good at that one.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, 3 hours later, you're like, shit, I was playing this game all day. I have no life.
Yeah.
Maybe Netflix will use that same type of pattern, or they'll come up with something else. I don't know.
Right. Let's have a read of this. I've got another article propped up as to why Netflix is keen on making the jump into gaming. The letter to shareholders simply explained that, it's quote-unquote, since we are nearly a decade into our push into original programming, we think the time is right to learn more about how our members value games.
In short terms, we like money.
Yeah, right?
It's all about the money.
There is another thing they could do. Anyone ever played the old Flash games?
Oh, yeah. That was my life.
Yeah.
What if
Flash.
Netflix uses a similar sort of method to distribute gaming?
Huh.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting at because
Remember, like we had a lot and lot of, you know, Flash games made by indie developers, like there were no shortage of indie sites. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just Newgrounds too, back in the old days of the net.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was IGN, it was FlashPlayer.com, it was Newgrounds, Albino Black Sheep.
Here's a hidden fact that not a lot of people know of. Before Candy Crush was actually a mobile app, it was actually used off the Flash Player.
Huh, I did not know that either.
I actually still have the original program.
No way. Shit.
It still works.
Of course it would.
If you have an emulator for Flash Player, because their servers are kind of down, unfortunately. But...
Yeah, I have all the files for it. If you ever want me to send it to you for your computer to try out or something like that, the game will still work.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I have a Windows 98, so I'm pretty sure Flash Player is still installed on it.
It should work. Yep, it should work.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, that's cool. So hopefully with Netflix, I hope that they get individuals to like send them games, you know, like experimental type of things.
Here's the thing. Right. So Netflix's, you know, CPO, Chief Product Officer, Greg Peters, says, "We are in the business of creating these amazing worlds and great storylines and incredible characters, and we know the fans of those stories who want to go deeper." So I'd say, you know, like, they probably won't, you know, sell, like, existing stuff on the Netflix store, maybe. They'll probably, like, make their own stuff. Like, you know, like, you're right, though, with the whole Netflix originals.
There's a lot of that. One of the reasons I stopped using Netflix was because it just got so crazy. I think this is about a year ago when that documentary Cuties came out, and I was like, nope, I'm not paying for anything anymore. No way. Sorry, Netflix.
Thank goodness. No. I never use Netflix, and I'm not going to waste my money on them.
I'm going to just bootleg everything else. You know, I don't even care. I'm like, no, if you're supporting that crap, not for me.
No, it's like, hell no. Yeah. Why would you?
Oh, and another thing as well, you know, what do you guys think about advertisements in mobile games? Because I think it's like, sometimes it's just chock full of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what
game it is now, you cannot download a mobile game without it literally putting an ad every 30 seconds. Oh, you touched the screen. Here you go. Here's an advert because you touched the fucking screen.
Well, one of the mobile games I was saying, you know, like I played earlier, the whole dragon farming thing, it did have like those pop-up ads. Sometimes they're like bars, like you see at the bottom of like YouTube videos. And other times they were just like these 15-second long videos. But the thing is, I was like so invested in the game and like waiting and like for like my dragons to breed and fight and stuff. Like I didn't actually care or notice. I'm like, oh, there's an ad. Now is the time for me to get up and go get a drink of water or something, and I'll just wait for it to end because I wanted to breed my dragons. Like,
oh no,
these games can get really addictive.
You know what?
Like, they can
the adverts.
You know what? You know, this kind of reminds me of something though. How come we can't just go back to the old days? You know, when the old PC gaming, you didn't have to deal with ads, no pay to play, that none of that kind of crap.
Right. Especially now because, you know, they say they're not concerned about ads because they have a subscription models. And like when you play like the subscription games, you know, they may push microtransactions in like MMOs where you run these monthly subscription plans, they might push that a bit, but still.
Yeah, but then like if you don't pay the monthly subscription and you don't have a physical copy of the game, you can't play it, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's such a sketchy, like shady way of making profit. Like, oh, if you want to continue playing the game, you have to pay for it. I'm like, well, what if I just got a physical copy? But no.
That's why
I kind of like, you know, the older PC stuff, all those PC discs, because when you have the physical copy, you could just like literally install it on any computer you want. You don't have to worry about paying to play, like no ads, you don't have to be online, nothing like that.
That's right.
Yeah. So, one last thing, just to wrap this up, Netflix gaming in the long term means I think it's kind of a no-brainer that they want to get into, you know, consoles and PCs.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff, right?
That's still a big hit, is PC stuff.
Down the line, Netflix console. Not console game, just Netflix console.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah,
I was wondering, like, how are they gonna distribute these games? Like, is it gonna, like, are they gonna make a contract with like Sony or Nintendo or something? Or is it gonna be like the Netbox?
Well, don't forget, there's one. You also forget that there's also a lot of Steams that you can just, like, well, a lot of games are just downloaded off of, like, Steam, like, something like that.
Yeah.
I think they might do something like that.
Probably, yeah. Like, starting out with, like, baby steps and stuff, like, anyone could download it. And I'm really hoping that it's not, like, the executives at Netflix that are doing this. Like, even if they hire, like, professional programmers and stuff. Nah, like, indie games, like, that's the shit. Like that's where it's at. So if they did something like that and it was just distributed by Netflix, and like let's say some programmer made like this silly, you know, point and click adventure game or something, that might work. Maybe.
It would.
Mm. Yeah. All right, a couple of live comments just to round this out. Your friend said, bro, Hulu it.
yeah, Hulu. There we go. I have Hulu.
I swear to God, Willie is just too funny sometimes. I swear to God.
All right.
And yeah, no. And to Nate, like, I don't think any other streaming service is trying to do what, you know, Netflix is trying to do, like get into the gaming market.
Yeah, because Hulu's never thought about doing that or any other streaming service.
And that brings us up to another live comment. Chuck Tacula says, "I don't see it working out for them. The gaming industry is already oversaturated as is."
True. Also, yep. By the way, Chuck Tacular, incredible picture, by the way.
Angry beavers.
Yeah, that's Daggett, I think.
Yeah, freaking I think so.
Daggett. Hell yeah. Right on. But yeah, it's definitely oversaturated. And the fact that Netflix is trying to get into the whole gaming industry right now, when they already have like a pretty good handle on streaming movies and TV show services, I don't know if this is a good decision for them. That would be like, Netflix. what if Disney's like, we're gonna make the Mickey box, the Mick station, and make our own games? Like, no.
Avera, there's already a Disney computer.
Yeah, I know that, and then like Disney also does own like some games, like some properties and stuff that they have like with Nintendo contracts and crap like that. But
look, I'm surprised that Netflix just don't go out and try to buy Steam.
Ooh, that is going to shake things up.
Dread to
yeah.
Oh, that. That's
what's going to happen to Steam then?
It's going
to
be
crazy. No, yeah, I'm surprised Netflix just don't simply go out and buy Steam.
I know they wouldn't want to buy out EA because that sucks.
Oh, no. Well, that would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that would be no the way. Most stupidest decision ever.
But if Netflix bought Steam. Business-wise, I think financially that might make sense if they want to get into the whole gaming industry, not just starting it like from scratch as it seems like they are apparently trying to do. Yeah,
I think it'll make Steam die off. People will think, well, I'm not dealing with Netflix and Steam at once.
Like, yeah. Again,
you're going to go to a different gaming platform.
It's complicated.
You know, people go where the content is.
Yeah. And what they're really comfortable with, too. So, you know, hard to force a change. Best not to force a change either way.
Well, we're going to see how that turns out, though. Just give it time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
I want my KFC console.
Yeah, at least.
That's too funny. Oh, my God, Boobox. That's too funny.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
next one.
Just on KFC. KFC in the Hobart CBD in Australia shut down. This was a few years ago. A couple of years ago as well, McDonald's in the Glenorchy CBD also shut down.
Oh.
I guess the US fast food chain's not working over there in Australia?
Well, it's just those two. The rest are all still around.
Oh, okay. I guess it just didn't work for those locations.
Yeah.
It seems well, like
anyway.
If they renamed it like Mate Donald's, no, maybe
that's not the Aussie thing to do.
No,
remember Hungry Jack's case, you know, when American companies tried to muscle in too much. Yeah, lawsuits happen. Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, won. That's true. All the knockoffs and all that crap.
Yeah. All right. So the next item, which is a perfect segue now that you brought Steam up, is that yes. What we're looking at, Steam is coming out with something, and what we're looking at is the Steam Deck, which is this is not your dad's, you know, pocket PC from old, nor is it your dad's tablet. Let's just say.
I don't know if this is gonna work out though, because I think the Nintendo Switch, right? That's what it's called. Like, I think it's definitely like a ripoff of it. Definitely. It
more looks like
I was just about to say that. Yeah, you're right.
It does look like a ripoff. It does.
To me, it looks more like the Wii U.
Yeah.
Do you remember that console?
Yes, I do.
But even then, there's been gaming tablets that have like docking stations like that before the Wii U even came out. So everyone's kind of like ripping each other a bit here. Because those gaming tablets did work with Steam. So it seems like Steam's trying to jump on the bandwagon that, well, we'll just do it ourselves and get more money. But it looks awful.
The more I look at it, the more it seems like it looks difficult to like hold. Like it looks too big.
Yeah, but here's my question though: with this new Steam Deck, can you run any Steam game on it? That's a good question.
So it says, you know, Steam Deck runs the latest AAA games and runs them really well.
Interesting.
Is it going to run it? I don't think it's going to run it as good as a gaming PC though. See, that's my thing.
Definitely not.
Well, no, it says they run them really well, whatever that
let's
means.
Let's see, though. Let's see how what that means.
Well, this may end up working out because ARM is starting to become more popular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ever since Apple turned around and shoved an ARM chip into their, well, desktop and laptops, companies are starting to more develop games and programs for the ARM platform versus just Intel.
Right, and here's the thing. Speaking of hardware specs and stuff and how much power this thing really might have, Steam says it's like the most powerful full-featured gaming handheld in the world, and we partnered with AMD to create Steam Deck's custom APU. In other words, that's a combined CPU and graphics chip in one, optimized for handheld gaming.
Okay, I don't think the Nintendo Switch had anything like that.
Yeah, right, well, now is it really the most powerful, fully featured everything? Like, is it really the best of the best, or are they kind of just like being a little arrogant here with their advertising?
Yeah, maybe they're just pushing it a little bit too far.
I mean, the thing is, AMD is pretty much the only supplier of console hardware.
Hmm.
Like, your PlayStations and Xboxes, they all have AMD chips.
Yeah.
Look, okay. So I don't understand. It might actually be the best then. Who knows?
Why don't they just call it what that chip is, and that's just a regular SoC? I mean, if you've got a smartphone or a tablet or something, you've got an SoC in your hand.
Well,
at least a chip on the inside.
Although, imagine if you had like an iPhone or like an Android that actually had like all this gaming badass stuff in it. Like, how would that react,
We have the technology to do that, but most companies haven't been doing that.
Why can't they do it? I mean, come on, let's give them this good idea, right? Like, imagine gaming phones.
They already exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some of them do, but I meant, for like, there's got to be a way where you could just like put any chip into any old fold and it'll make it work better, I guess. What I mean?
If I could play Spyro the Dragon on my tablet right now, I would totally be... I would love to do that.
And,
Red...
Speaking of...
Sorry, okay, Red, look, this isn't the Bots Master where you get an upgrade chip that turns around and has your robot controlled by, one major corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like speaking of, you're right. This tablet is Steam Deck. It has your Steam library already on. Like you just, I think what you do is like you synchronize up your Steam account and
Okay, now that I see this design, like not in someone's hands, it actually looks pretty sleek.
Yeah, because you know what, and then also it's going to be cool when you connect it to your your gaming PC that you have or just any computer with Steam. It should make it easier, kind of like with iTunes, with the how you connect it sometimes with the computer to like the iPod or iPhone, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be like that, basically. You could just sync everything in.
That's the thing, though. Is this going to be a separate device itself, or is it going to be a streaming device? Like, you need it
You
need your computer to be on, and the computer will basically have the game on it, but you can just sit on somewhere else instead. So it's...
From what I've seen, it most likely will have local gameplay.
Right.
I do find it a bit strange, though, if they didn't also have streaming content.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, speaking of, yes, you are right. Like, there will be local gameplay, I'm sure, because it comes with free storage options for these things. $399 for a 64-gigabyte storage card. $529 that'll get you 256, and $649 that'll get you 512 gigabytes.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. I feel like the middle price is probably the best one. Because that's
Avira.
A big jump from 64 to 256, and it's only like, $130 like more? Like, yeah.
There is a rumor, because they're using a standard SSD module, you'll be able to upgrade it to even more larger sizes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can put a 2 terabyte in there.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because, with my phone, I was actually able to do that, upgrade the storage.
Yeah. So you're going to kind of have to, because especially if someone gets the $400 version, they're going to be able to download two games.
Yeah, given the size of modern games these days and how much, you know, how graphically intensive they are and such. Yeah,
they're just so big because, you know, for me, they take up a lot of, you know, when you have a shitload of games on just like my gaming PC, it takes up terabytes. Like, oh my god. It all adds up.
Yeah.
Unless it was more of a streaming service where, like, they had their own cloud and, like, whenever you wanted to play the game, you didn't actually have to download it per se. You can kind
of
just
I think they're gonna keep off of their, like, you know, their PC stuff where you have to download to play.
They might use like a cloud server.
Why do you think
they're
doing the different sizes? I mean, that kind of clues you in on it.
Now here's the thing too, like if you get the bigger ones, you get like a couple of add-ons in an accessory pack, you know, carry case, profile bundle, you know, premium glass, and
What does faster storage mean? What does it mean to be faster at storage?
I think it's downloading. It's the speed. It's like the speed of Dinger. Now I don't know about these, you know, SD these cards and stuff. I don't know.
From what I'm guessing, from what I'm seeing, it's basically stating that the data transfer on the SSDs is faster than the MMC storage. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's like a promotional feature that they're doing. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
because wank, you know,
that they think is worthwhile to blast the internet with.
Yeah, it's kind of, but here's the thing though, you know, for me, because, you know, I've actually worked on computers myself, it's kind of like, you know, comparing the difference between a hard disk drive and a solid state drive.
Yeah.
Avera, have you ever copied files from USB 2 flash drive and then tried a USB 3 flash drive in a USB 3 port?
I have, yes. When I was back in college, I was doing that. I was.
You can understand that the data transfer rate was faster in USB 3.
Yeah,
I even know
that. Yeah, definitely a lot faster. That's all it was. Like three times at least. It was. I had like 50 pages or something, and
yeah, that's it. It's just faster to move data from point A to point B. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they're doing.
That's good. I mean, they don't have to charge extra for that, because if they can already do that, why not just make that a feature in the original $400 one? I don't know.
Well, my guess is the storage used in the cheaper one is using, I think, USB protocol versus using PCI Express.
Oh, okay. Probably the technology cost and stuff.
I'd say, you know, ultimately this boils down to, you know, what Chuck Tackler said, faster read and write speeds.
Right. Okay. All right.
So it's that makes sense. Yeah. But let's have a look. Like, you know, like when you look at the console by hand, like, what do you think about the ergonomics? Because now this is no Switch, because there's no detachable sticks. Yeah. No.
Yeah. It is. It's not like that. But, you know, it kind of does remind you of it. The design.
It does. Switch, I also noticed, like, on each side, it's kind of curved down. So, like, ergonomically speaking, that would, like, be better, like, for grip control. Because I played with the Switch, and it's like an awkward rectangle most times.
It is.
So it
looks like it actually is more like a controller, kind of like a controller that, like, you can see the screen. It's interesting.
So on that, there is a version of the Switch that doesn't actually detach the side Joy-Cons.
Yeah,
they're molded in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, this does look like it's a Wii U knockoff.
It does.
It just looks rigid, and so, like, you'd say.
I don't know, man. I kind of like it. If it came in other colors, that'd be even better. Like green or blue or whatever.
On the back of, like, the grip.
Yeah, and the grip buttons at the back right underneath.
Yeah, I don't know what's.
Wait, grip buttons? What?
Not even my Xbox One controller has those, like, underneath where you put your fingers.
That is not a good idea.
No,
I'm sorry.
I don't think that's going to work. It's just not going to work
thing
like
about,
that.
Like, games on Steam, I like to play it on PC to use the keyboard, so why would I want to just go
keyboard,
to a small
mouse.
Steam with a
and sometimes there are some games which I, you know, which feel better just playing with a plain controller.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it just all depends on how you look at it. Or, of course, you know, there's certain games that are just better for touchscreen, you know, tablets and stuff, too.
Yeah, and this, too, like the Steam Deck, too, has a touchscreen.
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work or not, though. See, that's the thing. I don't know.
To me, this looks like the Switch Pro that everyone was going off about before.
Yeah, maybe they decided to actually release it first. I don't know.
Oh, so that's that. They have trackpads, play PC games that were never designed to be handheld with increased precision and customability. Trackpads also give you a competitive edge when playing fast-paced FPS games. Okay.
Do you know what else?
I mean, maybe.
Fucking mouse.
I might have to look into this, maybe.
It's like, you know, you tried to do the janky two-input thing, like you use a controller to move your character and then use the mouse to aim and shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why I like that.
Okay, I can see that. But also, there's like a lot of games like on Steam, like, you know, playing PC, like where you have like to type certain letters and keys and stuff to like move around your character or do certain abilities. And this one just seems to be like almost like an Xbox controller where it has like the X, Y, A, B going on over there. So I don't know how they're going to make that work. Like,
that's the whole point of why I prefer Steam games with keyboard, because there's like the games that have so much more key bindings to them. So you need the keyboard, you need the mouse.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how are they going to do that with like six buttons? I don't know.
Like, games that are tailored to PC first and foremost. Yeah.
How are you supposed to enter cheat codes in anyway?
Duh, like, what do you think? Like, old game cheat codes used to have like a button combination.
Yeah,
that's
up,
like
down,
it's so old school.
A, B, left, right, up, down.
It's funny how a lot of those games, you know, it's actually good. I'm actually good at finding cheat codes for some reason at any game.
Bro, like, I mean, that's old-fashioned thinking, and you know, sometimes we wish that was brought back. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, man.
Why do you think I'm more of an old-school gamer, though? See, I'm not really into the modern stuff.
Yeah, me
too.
I'm
more old-school.
And I was like so like back in the day, you know, before we really had the internet, like when we were kids, like we would go to like our local GameStop and get like this video game book for like whatever game we were playing, and they have like all the codes and all the Easter eggs and crap in there, and it was really cool, like finding like stuff to discover.
Yeah,
that was the best. Oh my god,
yeah, classic.
All right. So, just as a final statement, though, like, what do you guys ultimately think? Like, is this something you guys let me know. Like, is this something you guys would probably be interested in, or is this just another like Wii U knockoff?
It's just another fucking knockoff. I mean, I just spent tons of money to build a computer.
Yeah, it's like a Wii U knockoff that has its own, you know, mouse pad, and yeah.
Look, I could see this being useful if you were constantly traveling, but I have no interest in buying it myself because if I want to play a game, it's on the Switch.
And you know what?
Right.
And here's the thing.
I was going to say something similar to that. Like, it's kind of, at this point, like, it looks like it's trying to compete with the Switch. And the Switch is already so, like, well-known and so well-established.
It is, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to buying this either. I'm probably not going to.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather not waste my money on this. I would just stick to my gaming stuff, my gaming PC.
And
it's a lot better.
Yeah, and if you're a gamer on the go, you know, that's what laptop PCs are for, right? They can
still
on Steam.
Yeah, I have one. I have one that has Steam on it. That's how I'm able to just move around, you know. And I'm still
and if you do have to, you know, and if you somehow manage to fit a controller in your backpack, you know, winning, right? If you're on a laptop.
Yeah,
but of course, you know, with certain laptops, you could also fit them in certain bags, too.
Yeah.
That's why I like the ones that are, like, on the go, especially with, you know, with my setup that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't see myself buying the Steam Deck as well, so...
I don't think it's worth it.
True. Besides, I honestly would rather wait for the thing, for the storage technology to mature a bit so we can get like a 1T storage.
Definitely.
You can, actually. You can even buy 2 TB drives.
Right.
You know, like, you know, for like certain like gaming PC or like the desktop tower upgrades, you can put in as much storage as you want on them.
All right.
Well, that's the other thing with this as well, is like, what's the battery life going to be like? Because I bet.
Yeah,
be.
That's.
Oh yeah,
well,
good point.
That's another good question, because you know, like with certain like gaming PCs that are out there, like the laptop ones, they do have long life batteries. I will.
Admit. Yeah, but like this handheld thing, like if it's really as powerful as they say it is, you have to like play it while it's plugged in being charged, otherwise like every 30 seconds you're losing percentages of your battery life, probably.
Yeah, that's not gonna work out pretty good.
Like, oh, it's this powerful, it can play these AAA games, then that is going to get hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm. That too.
That is, because you know, with my phone, when I used to play games on it and I had it plugged in, the battery, I've actually burned my hand on it before.
Oh yeah. Yep. That could happen.
Yeah, right. It's not good.
Not good. All right, so next item on the list. All right, here's something oddly funny for you guys. This is a Twitter rant, not so much a fully fledged, but you know. So, just to give you a bit of background, the PlayStation 5 title Ratchet & Clank: The Rift Apart has garnered some, you know, conflicting opinions internally.
Oh dear.
Yes. Right, and so, in this one, and this was like, so Xavier, one of the developers, said, when I was on the latest Ratchet & Clank game, there was an incredibly heated discussion that happened between the game director, art director, the lead writer, lead character TD, and myself. It was about Rivet, the female lead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, it gets better. Or worse.
Yeah. And, you know, he and some of the people above have also left the company. And the discussion, or argument, really, was basically about whether we should make Rivet look more stereotypically feminine looking. That is, should she have wider hips, visible breasts, or bumps in her suit, and other physical traits we normally associate with cartoony women? Right, I'll stop there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, if it's a female lead, really? I mean...
No. It doesn't even matter what they design are like. As long as they say female, then the internet is going to fly with it and design her in their own ways in God knows how many different pictures of art. So it would not
matter. I mean, E621 does exist. But,
yep.
But you know, they had a very similar discussion about Lola Bunny.
Remember. You know, like,
yeah,
they made her like less attractive. For some reason.
Remember, like, last week we covered this in a previous episode, how you know, even the director says, y'all are weird for missing sexualized bunny girls.
But that's the whole point of her, though. Like, she's, you know, the love interest and, you know, whatever. Like, that was intentional.
The thing, though, is, like, if that's what you give people in the childhood, then expect them to expect it later on when you try to redo the character. You can't say, you're weird. Well, you designed it that way in the first place.
Is this a conspiracy against furries, like trying to make people not want to be furries anymore? Because there's a lot of people out there who's like, yeah, as soon as I saw Lola Bunny, I'm like, all right, well, now I'm a furry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know. But Rivet, she does look like a cool character. I just wish she was more like, you know, normal.
Right. But I think design-wise, like, you know, when you sit at the table and you have this, you know, the designers meeting, right? Like, what do you want to make her look like? Imagine you're in that scenario.
Yeah, well, I know what I would make her look like,
oh my god. If it ends up in, like, a huge full-blown-out argument or a fight, I think something's wrong here.
Well, exactly.
Well, they're trying to make her, like, look less feminine. Like, that doesn't make sense. Why? Why would you
do
that?
That's not going to work. Look,
to be honest, I'm not surprised at this. The amount of shit that goes through game development is completely psychotic. I mean, people will argue over sometimes the most simplest things, or you'll have people working on something completely
and
horribly screwing it up. It's
That's where the next step of the argument is. Sorry to interrupt. But the thing is, like Xavier said, you know, the argument broke down like this. The game director and art director wanted her to have a visibly fairly stereotypically feminine look. Lead writer, lead character TD, and I wanted to keep her as is. So it's, you know, a conflict in design philosophy. Oh, and
Where they should, like, put it to a vote and make people, like, the actual customer, like, Ratchet & Clank is one of my favorite games of all time. It's one of the first games I ever played on PS2. So if they, like, were to put, like, a poll out, like, just to get some feedback from fans, they would probably make better profits if they just did what people wanted instead of having Avira, these internal arguments and all that bullshit.
4chan.
Now, I'm going to skip parts of the diatribe because that's a bit, you know, it gets very ranty at that stage into something that the you know, the real gold here in this diatribe. Read this. So, 2/3 of the women on the team, as well as one cis man, white man, me, were telling the art director and game lead that Rivet should not, as an alien space fox, have wide hips and titties.
First of all, that's bullshit. What? She's not a space fox. She's a Lombax, and you're calling yourself a cis white man. Get the hell out of here with that SJW nonsense. Shut up. It's
disgusting.
Come on. That's degrading. A space fox? Really? You're working on a Ratchet and Clank game. You don't know what a Lombax is? Wow. That's irritating.
Very irritating.
Sorry. But go on.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Lombax, but it still technically is just a fucking space fox, even though they've identified with the name of the species.
Man, like, get out! Like, you don't even know the fundamentals of the Ratchet universe. Yeah,
exactly.
Out.
Exactly. What the heck?
Right. Next line. We believe that one. We went against the message of the game, which is that anyone can be a hero regardless of how they look. Fair enough. Two. You don't need to be stereotypically feminine to be a woman. And three. Rivet is a fucking alien space fox, just like Ratchet.
Lies! Lies, wait, blasphemy, and slander. That's what that is.
The thing that I have to pick apart is part one. It went against the message of the game, which is anyone can be a hero, regardless of how they look. Then why are you arguing about how they look?
Right, exactly. And that's not the message of the game. It's not like, oh, but it's not like Ratchet is some oppressed or whatever the hell, like, oh, well, I look like this, but I can still be here. No, he's just a freaking alien that tries to save the galaxy. Oh, what?
Yes.
So that point one is moot. That's just stupid.
Yeah, like he kind of counter argues about it and he just goes in circles, so.
I love how he has all in capitals. Rupert is a fucking alien space fox. No. Again, lies. Fakeness. Have you ever even played Ratchet, bro? No, you haven't.
Clearly not.
Like, yeah, like they get designers who just, okay, like it's just a, like, you know, that's just put out a casting call, you know. Seeing a certain artist wanted. Must have experience with identifying, you know, anthropomorphic animals. And this is the guy they get.
Well, he's a cis white male, so, you know, he has a certain opinion about the matter.
Righto.
What a
okay,
freaking
but
leader.
Here is the gold. Here's the gold. So, he keeps ranting. Fellow men in game dev. This is an example of one of very small things that build up over time to make life miserable for women and marginalized people in our industry. Okay, here's the gold. Something as simple as putting titties on a space rat can harm people.
Oh, space rat? Now he's calling her a rat? Oh, get the hell out!
God.
No! You just... Oh, disgraceful. Oh, no. How the fuck does that marginalize women by making a female character look like a freaking female? How does that... Who does that hurt? Oh my goodness.
Right. And yeah, and that's not to say how do these quote unquote space rats, according to this person, feel? Lombaxes.
Oh my god, yeah! The fox was bad enough, but man. He's just a salty dude.
Very.
He's a salty cis white male.
You know, I think the one meme that would be very, very perfect in his case would be the soy face.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got that for sure.
I just did the soy face off camera. All right. So, yeah. So that just confirms one thing. Furry tits are harmful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something else that's harmful.
Yes, furry tits are harmful. That is definitely a logical conclusion that anyone could can come to. Sure. They're harmful to society, marginalized women and all that in games because you put boobs on a female character in a space game.
And it's not sure, even a human character to boot.
Oh, yeah. God forbid, right? Human females have boobs. Oh, wow. What a catastrophe.
Who remembers the shitstorm from The Mandalorian and boob armor?
Oh, yeah. When they gave her that special armor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like now, you know, she'd have noticeable bumps on her tight suit if Rivet should have that. Good question.
You kind of, like, biologically, you kind of have to. it would be uncomfortable otherwise, but I digress. You know, I don't know why people are upset about this. It's really weird.
You know, I'm not trying to interrupt, but Jill, you know, my friend just keeps making the most perfect points.
Whose man's is this?
What'd he say?
Good point.
Oh, man.
So we're ready for the next bad idea?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm not.
And oh, no. Now,
yes, we must tag the visible version, the video version of this, as classify this as not safe for work. Must now. So, yeah, trigger warning. Anyway, you're right here. Prepare to get your bleach for your eyes if you are watching this. If you are listening to the audio version, yeah, do get some bleach for your ears. Just be advised.
Yeah.
Right. Outrage after library hires Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey for children's reading event.
What in the
now,
fuck is
you might think this is something that would happen in modern day United States, but it's actually not, right? This, oh yeah.
Well, this is a real picture of a real dude who is actually at one of the gay pride parades here in New York. So I don't know why South Africa hires a rainbow dildo butt monkey. Okay, so about the whole monkey thing. This reminds me of, you guys ever see that show codenamed Kids Next Door?
Where they had
the rainbow monkeys that was like a meta show like within the show. Like the rainbow monkeys theme song, that was a big thing. And now I see this rainbow monkey and my childhood is ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think the kids felt?
Hey, I think we should probably ask Diaper for this because this is actually in his backyard in the UK.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Lovely. Oh, no. I feel for you, man. Like, I feel for you in the situation you got is in the UK have to deal with.
Really? I thought he was in New York. Or maybe I'm thinking of someone else who did
something. No, Redbridge Library is in East London.
Oh, okay.
As if England couldn't get bad enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, man?
Again, like I said, I know this is something that would... You would think that this is something that would happen in the United States, but...
Yeah.
No. I mean, all I can say is at least I'm about as far away from London as I could possibly be.
Well, I did see an article about this same person, but I thought it was from the New York Pride Parade, and... I guess I was mistaken. I thought he was in... I mean, it would make sense if he was, either here or California.
Or but, any part of the, you know, United States, considering, you know, like, story hour, like, drag queen story hour has
become a degenerate popular things have gotten
in school libraries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I always knew London was a shithole, but come on, fucking hell.
I think this really proves it now.
Yep, we live in clown world. Overlay incoming. Overlay incoming.
I seriously have to wonder exactly who thought that character was a good idea for that.
I mean, event. Man, I don't know.
Right. Like, and here's the thing. Like, here's a curious question somebody asked. I would really love a detailed breakdown of the commissioning process whereby Redbridge Council commissioned the Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey as a means to teach children to read.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're looking at this article, the picture of him is actually censored because he's literally swinging out a freaking dildo out of his costume. And that's okay for kids, right? Sure. What the hell is happening here?
Oh,
I can't believe this is real. Oh my god.
Yeah, and apparently this is meant to encourage kids in Redbridge to pick up reading for summer.
I'm curious.
What parent would put their child in front of this creature? What the crap?
Like, is this just like a ploy to get people to go to e-books so that libraries can get shut down or something?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. No. Maybe
you come to your local.
Can
library
you bring up that picture of the strawberry person?
Right.
Oh yeah.
There
what's
was another
that about?
Strawberry person next to the thing, and oh goodness, good grief!
Just the look on her face.
What the bonkers? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's like you look at the monkey like, what the frick?
And I love how in the article they had to censor the dildo, and yet they allow this person to be in front of children, like reading books and crap. Okay.
Remember, if you're reading, you've got to have your cock out to read.
This is spooky. This is like a fursuit gone wrong.
Seriously.
Yeah,
it's definitely. Not even a fursuit, man. It's just like, you know, this is a Carnivale costume that's just, ugh.
So is this guy an actual furry?
No. I hope not.
No, I hope not.
God, no.
I would hope not as well. Like, this does not even qualify as a fursuit. I would say this is more like something you know, for Mardi Gras or a Pride Parade. This is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where I originally saw this, and I thought like it was from New York, because there was a lot of crazy nonsense going on last month in the streets.
And now we got this in
and
London.
Now this is what, like, in the UK or South Africa or wherever it is?
What was it? It's in the UK, isn't it?
Well, he was seen publicly before this whole thing, too. Like, literally just chilling in the streets during some Pride event. and now he's reading to children. Isn't that just lovely?
Everyone knows why
I say Pride events shouldn't take place.
Yep, agreed. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You'll probably get people saying that in the public when they start turning around and burning down businesses.
Well, that would be Antifa and BLM, because, you know, that's their
ultimately,
thing.
Ultimately, you know.
No, I mean during Pride Parade, if they turn around and they start burning people's buildings down and houses during the Pride.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're not going to make me a cake. Burn, bitch.
All right, so we have one last live comment. Mighty, your friend is at it again.
Oh, no.
Regarding the previous son, first a space fox, then a rat, bro. What's next? The mole.
Oh, no.
Molly.
Why is he? I swear, this is a good idea bringing him. See, he's on it.
I don't know if that developer was just, like, mean and salty, or if he, like, genuinely never actually played the game he's supposed to be working on. Either way, it doesn't even make sense.
Well, exactly what was that person's job anyway?
He was the design, you know, design.
Yeah, he was on the board for, like, designing.
It's like, this is
character.
Why, you know, you realize you don't do design by committee.
Yeah, and the fact that he called himself a cis white male. Yeah. I'm like, oh, dude, all right. So you're already far gone. We don't need people like you designing games because you're just going
to
break it.
This is why I decided not to air out the rest of his rant, because it was just like a total sway meltdown. Anyway, so that is all the stories we have last week. What did you guys think of this cycle?
Wow.
Was it wild? Was it crazy? Was it just weeks of good stuff?
I think we killed it again, didn't we?
Yeah,
it's a killer show.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? Like, who'd like to close up one by one? About this week and how things are turning out.
Good start off with Steve.
Well, stuff's clearly turning out weird. And just like every time I'm on the podcast, there's got to be one weird conversation. But this time, you've slapped me with two. First it was lockback cities, and then it was a dildo fucking monkey. Thanks, Joel.
Hey, it's mine.
Just blame him. Blame him.
Jolt's the one that asked me last minute to come on, so I blame Jolt.
That rainbow monkey is my fault.
Fair enough. But hey, at least he didn't get you, you know. At least he didn't get you in a better mood.
Red?
Well, you know, well, about that new Steam Deck, that's what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steam Deck.
Ugh. Yeah, yes, I'm not wasting money on that. I'd prefer my PC games. And then the other stuff, what in the hell is all I gotta say?
Yeah.
But I will bring up one funny thing, though. Like, I think I might be able to... I'm hoping my friend could join on for next week, because everything that he commented on, he just nailed it. That would be more funny.
We'll see how we go. Righto. Noble?
I am so glad for the Australian Mint right about now.
Oh yeah,
yes, we definitely. That's the one. That's definitely a good positive for this week.
Indeed.
But of course, I can't believe how fast. I can't believe how fast they sold out.
Yeah, and I was lucky, like, when they were still open, and it was just... Yeah.
I'm placing my order on eBay, like, 10 minutes after we end. I'm doing that.
At least I already ordered mine.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it should be coming in, hopefully. Oh, if I get it next week, I'll definitely, you know, I'll definitely take pictures of it and show you guys, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. And last of all, Avira.
Well, what a bonkers week this has been indeed. I'm very interested to see how Netflix actually steps into the gaming world. So I'm going to be keeping track of that. Otherwise, I hope you guys enjoyed the show and I had a lot of fun. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. As ever, like, thanks you guys for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did. And we always try to bring you the craziest in the world we live in to get through the times. So, as ever, our episodes are always available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and whatever chooses to crawl itself in the months ahead. So, you know, there's no shortage of where to find the show.
Yeah, and just listen to us every week. We're a bunch of live loose cannons.
Leech $5.
Yes. So, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Yeah.
Awoo!